if you wanted someone not to, say you've got some potatoes, and if you wanted them not to wait until they were passed around, you just tell them to
pass the potatoes.
Uh-huh. And then once they got them, in other words, you just tell them, if everyone was going to just get their food themselves, you tell them to just
help themselves.
Let's see. What about if you decided if someone was passing some food around and you decided that you didn't want it, then you'd say, what, I don't...
No, thank you.
No, thank you. What do you call food that you cooked yesterday but you're having it today?
Leftovers.
And what do you do when you put food in your mouth? You begin to...
Chew.
Have you ever had any kind of a pudding that's made out of cornmeal and water?
No, I don't think. I don't remember.
Let's see. What do you call the southern food that's often served with sausage and eggs? In fact, you had them tonight.
That's grits. Grits and sausage and eggs.
What about, do you ever call it anything else besides grits?
No, always call it grits.
Always call it grits. What about the food that the Japanese, Chinese is similar to that? The white grain?
That rice.
I'm not sure how many things you would know, but do you know any names for some non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? In other words, something that maybe someone would make on the fly. Have you ever heard it called?
Yeah, moonshine.
Did any of this ever go on?
Quite often.
And that's what most people call it for
moonshine.
When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on you, in other words, it
smells, the odor.
If you were talking, you'd say odor.
It smells good.
If I've got a bottle of maple syrup here, and I say, this is an imitation maple syrup, it's
Real maple syrup.
Or other than real, maybe another word for real.
It's pure.
What about begins with G-E-N?
Genuine.
So we talked about some of the sugar that's used to get in barrels. If it's not prepackaged and it's weighed out of the barrel, and say you don't buy a whole barrel, then you would say it, the sugar was sold in
by the pan.
By the pan.
Yeah.
What about did?
I think they were 100-pound barrels.
And you got by the pan, so you didn't buy a whole barrel. Did you ever hear it referred to as buying it in bulk?
That would be bulk in the barrel.
In the barrel, we just buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Buy the whole barrel.
What
about the sweet spread that you make, boiling sugar in the juice of apples or peaches? What do you call it?
Jelly.
And what do you keep on your table to season your food?
Salt and pepper.
If there were both peaches and apples on the table, and somebody offered you a peach, you didn't want it, you'd say, no, give me
an apple.
Let's see. If we were talking about